Welcome, my name is Tania. Welcome to 12 Elements, Yoga and Wellbeing podcast, Mind the Gap. Bridging the gap between life and your mat. Welcome to Mind the Gap podcast. Today I have Shannon with me in this wonderful, beautiful space here in Brussels. And thank you so much for inviting us into this space, which is really special. And today I'm really excited because we're going to be talking about alchemy singing bowls. So to start from the beginning, like I do with everyone, Shannon, welcome.
Thank you.
And can you tell me a little bit like where you were born and where you grew up? Because like me, you are not a native to Brussels.
That's right. So I was born in South Africa. My parents were each brought up in Kenya and India.
Wow.
So British colonial.
Okay.
And I was born in South Africa and grew up there. And I left when I was in my 20s. So rid of my gap year. Which I'm still on. quite a few years later.
Amazing.
So I've actually lived more out of South Africa than there.
Okay.
So now I've been in London, New York, France, and now Brussels.
Yes, because your accent is not like very strong, like South African accent anymore. So when you left and did like your gap year that you're kind of still on in your 20s, where was the first country that you went to?
So I spent about a month traveling in Europe. I flew to Amsterdam and I was very green. So when I arrived there and I saw all the real things of Amsterdam, my eyes nearly popped out of my head. I was on the phone to my mother crying, is this really what the world is like? But anyway, I soon got over that and started to enjoy that kind of openness to everything. And then I went to Greece, which was amazing.
Wow.
It was very, very beautiful. Kind of first memory of my travels was Greece. It was more in line with me, you know, nature and sea and meeting lots of young people, which, you know, I love. And just mingling and making friends. And then I went to London. I actually stayed in London for 13 years, worked there in fashion and luxury brands, and had a great time because, you know, they had some niceties.
I know. I was also there at that time. We've talked about that before. And yeah, it was an amazing opportunity to be there at that time. So when you were in London, is that where you took your first yoga class? How did you get into yoga, and do you remember
I started practicing yoga in the 80s, and I had a wonderful Greek boyfriend.
Ooh.
Who was very sporty and very healthy, but he was more into the gym and water skiing and things like that, and American football, but that was more watching than playing. Thank God. And because he was so into, you know, his body and being healthy, I thought, well, what would resonate with me? And I thought, yoga. It just feels like the right thing. So I've sought out a studio. Don't remember exactly the name, but it was in Chelsea.
Okay.
And I started going to yoga then. And I didn't have a very regular practice, but I really loved going. I remember whenever I did go, it felt like, you know, this was me time and it was my time. And I did take along my boyfriend once and he giggled throughout the whole time. It was so much fun and crazy and all these women around. But yeah, that's when I started.
Do you remember the style of yoga that you taught?
I think it was probably Hatha Yoga.
I think so, yeah. I remember when I did Shadow Yoga in London, it was kind of a mix of martial arts and Hatha Yoga. Wow. It was kind of like in South London as well.
I also at that time was very into aerobics because remember Jane Fonda?
Oh, yes.
So, aerobics, that was a big thing.
This was a long time ago, folks.
A long time ago.
So back in the day.
So, a big fun. So basically, yeah, I did aerobics was like the big thing, and that's what I did a lot of. But the yoga was like my spiritual thing.
Yes, it kind of was very non-mainstream back then, right?
That's probably why I didn't have a regular practice.
Yeah.
It was like,
there was no Lululemon.
No, trust me. Always said your aerobics and your dance, you know, with the high cuts.
Amazing. So when you were doing yoga, I assume you're also are I know that you were working in London. I think you were working around Oxford Street. Is
Yes,
that where you're from
yes, I
for?
work for Browns at
That's
South
correct.
Wall Street. Yes, and they have another boutique on Sloane Street, no, Sloane Avenue. And so I worked there. I came in totally green. I had an eye. I have an eye, so that really helped my career there. So I've started working at Browns now. I just work in the shop, and a lot of celebrities used to come in. So.
Yeah, it's a very creative hub in that
Yeah,
area.
especially in those days because there were no designer shops, individual standing shops like you have today, like Donna Karan or Ralph Lauren or Valentino or whatever. All of those designers were under the either in department stores, but usually they weren't very cool. But really, like hot designers were all under the umbrella of Browns, and people would travel from all over the world. So I have clients from LA coming over after the shows, and when the collections came in, they'd come and we'd, have. I'd have their phone number and say, okay, the collection's coming. Private jet arrives. They would arrive. And it was really quite interesting because I went in there, it was all very exciting, and I had a lot of A-list clients. And that's how I built my way up in the business to become a buyer because of the relationships that I built and the styling and all of that coming through. Then the owners saw who were very hot. Hands-on owners of the business, they'd watch you all and then they'd promote you accordingly. So I became a buyer quite quickly, which was amazing. But my main love was to meet my clients and dress them. That's what I really loved. The buying part of it was very financial and kind of, businessy. I liked it. But anyway, it was an interesting time. And what I learned was that actually, glamour, fame, money doesn't bring you happiness. So it was already, I was already questioning quite a few things. And that was at the beginning of leading me eventually to where I am now. So.
Well, I think all of that also is incorporated into what you do now. I mean, you have these beautiful bowls, which obviously you have sourced. So there's the buying factor into it. There's the design and the style and the attention to detail and all of the different sounds that each and every bowl makes. So it's kind of like
Exactly.
that was like setting
Yes,
them up to this
exactly.
new path of coming in. And also you do personal sessions with people to introduce them to the bowls and to create
Correct.
bowls that resonate with them. So you are doing that personal
Yes,
consultation as well, but
exactly.
it's a
So
different
right.
way. So
Yes.
it's really amazing how.
Yeah, so it also makes me realize that, how everything leads you to where you're meant to be. And that nothing was a waste of time. Absolutely not a waste of time. I mean, before I got to where I am now, the understanding that I have and the appreciation that I have for everything that I've done, I went through a phase where I was like, why did I waste my time doing this and that? And oh my God, all those years of too much champagne and living high life and everything. Actually, it taught me that
It
I
helped
needed
you.
to go somewhere more grounded, more meaningful, but I still brought all the beauty with me, and it's like everything that I've done my whole life has now been condensed into this because it's about beauty, it's about best quality, it's about individual, as you say, guiding people to their soul goals, and it's a business, which I love business actually, so it ticks all the boxes.
Let's talk about the bowls then. Leading into
Yes.
that. So, first of all, how did you discover the alchemy singing bowls to begin with yourself? What was your journey? Where did you first experience? Like a sound healing session?
Yes.
Or we call it a gong session or a bath session? There's many different words that
Right.
people are using now. So, what
Well,
was your first
actually, funny
experience?
enough, I never really understood why I ended up in Brussels. I mean, we chose Brussels because both my partner and I were running our own retreat centers in France and Italy. And we wanted to be more in the world, and mindfulness was very happening at the time. And he's a Tibetan Lama, Buddhist teacher, and musician. And we wanted to be in the world, in Europe, but we didn't want to be in any place that was particularly, A nationality, And Brussels just ticked all the boxes. It was central, easy to travel from because we had a retreat company at the time and traveled a lot. It was very diverse, lots of cultures, different cultures are living here because of the European Parliament and pensions. And then we had some friends here. So we came, but we didn't really come because we had a job or family or whatever. It wasn't, when we actually came here, we were like, oh my God, now what do we do? So we had our retreat business, which was great. But I then really got into a very more regular yoga practice here. So actually, everything that all the seeds that have been planted over the years in London and New York, and I spent a period of time in Morocco, all of that led to me really planting those seeds in Brussels. I think it's because I really didn't have an anchor and I had the time. And basically, there was a yoga studio opening near my house and it was very convenient. And so I started going there and I went to yoga every single day for a couple of years.
Amazing.
And then I did a yoga teacher training in Brussels at
Okay.
another studio.
And when
And
did you do the yoga teacher training in?
it was a general 2.5 hour yoga teacher training, but I did love yin, and we did part of the training was on yin. And then I did a yin training at that same studio, but with a well-known yin teacher, Jo Fee. And
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah.
and then that particular studio that I did my training in, Y Yoga, downtown Brussels, they have the white frosted crystal balls and gongs, and they did a sound bath. And I was done. I was done.
That
And then because I left yin and I have a meditation training, quite a strong meditation training background from living in my retreat center for 4 years.
nice. Yeah. Okay, Brian.
Yes, but the yin yoga with the sound bowls and being able to blend my meditation teachings to my yin is that for me was that was my signature. And it just came from, deep inside, from experience and
Intuition,
intuition.
guidance.
So I fell in love with the sound bath, but being me, I wanted the best and the most beautiful. There was no way I was going to do the white frosting. So I researched, found crystal tones, and I found someone in London that was teaching sound healing, and they sold the bowls. So I got my bowls, I did all the trainings they offered, came back to Brussels to the most yang studio in Brussels, you know
Yes,
who, and
I know.
said, I want to teach this yin and sound. And the owner said to me, well, he didn't think it would work because of the studio being so much about power yoga and everything, but we'll give you a chance. So they put me in the smallest room and it exploded. The first classes were all sold out with 20 on the waiters, people
Wow,
fighting in
amazing.
reception and trying to get in.
I need to get sound bath healing.
And it just went off. So after maybe a month, it would be in the biggest room with 60 people, and I was consistently booked out for a few years with 60 in my class every week with 30 on the wait list, and it was consistent. And I just knew there was something really special about
I
it.
really want to get into that, and I really want to talk about as well, like the feelings and sensations and how people have experienced the sound baths. And I'm sure you've been doing it for a lifetime doing it now. People have shared so many different stories. But for the people that don't know the difference between the frosted and the alchemy, I think we might start there a little bit. And exactly what are they? Like, what are the alchemy crystal singing bowl?
Okay, so the alchemy crystal singing bowls are by Crystal Tones. They are the highest quality in terms of the product they use as well as the sound they create. What makes them unique is they are made from 99.99% pure clear crystal quartz. What they do, which makes them the only people that can do this, is they infuse them with various precious, semi-precious stones, minerals, gems, and in some cases, ashes. So that gives them the different colors, and some of them are opaque, some of them are clear, some of them have some finishes on the outside, like Lemurian seed, or this one, which has a zest to life, these like little brush marks on the outside. So they're very beautiful, but they really sound amazing. And
They do.
that's I think the most incredible thing about them, because you look at them and they're beautiful, you hear them, and the effect, which is immediate, can be for anyone from my tiny little dog to a baby and a 99-year-old person. You don't have to be able to meditate, you don't have to be able to do yoga, you don't have to be fit. When you lie down and you receive a sound bath, it's like you've been meditating for 10 years.
Yeah.
That feeling that you get, and it's really science-based.
So the science behind it then, like the bowls themselves, every bowl has a different frequency, right? And then like a piano, because I actually did Shannon's level one, so I'm trying to remember. I remember. So like you have a sharp note and you have a flat note, and then like some balls resonate with each other and then some balls don't resonate with each other. And that's why a consultation is really good, because it also, it's not just like how pretty balls are, but also to get a set of balls, you need to understand the science behind how each balls work.
And yes, I could do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So when we create a set, you get in the music theory, you get major and minor chords.
Yes.
So, and you get many other kinds of chords. But major and minor are really beautiful chords.
Yes.
And so we work with that. And
yeah.
Brian is a musician, has been since he was 8 years old. And he's very well trained and well practiced. And he's taught me a lot because I'm not a musician, but I have a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've learned a lot from him. So together, one of our unique talents and passions is to create beautiful sets, not only visually, but also the sound of them together. And Brian's excellent at that. So often what we do is he tells me which notes that we should try and put together, and then I go looking and I bring them, and then we visually and sound-wise together we create them.
Yeah. Do you know what? It actually just reminds me as well, because my mom is an artist and used to do a lot of pottery. It reminds me now the balls that are coming out a little bit like pottery, like we talked about before, like with the gold.
Yes.
And that is meant to be there, the cracking was deliberate and the mixing. And I'm sure the change vibration with that bowl is very unique to that individual person as well.
And each bowl is unique, like a piece of art, because when they're made in a very hot oven, they could make like 100 of these. But they do not know what it's going to sound like until it's born. Each one of those 100 will be unique sound.
Yeah.
Because you cannot create the sound. Visually, they can create them to look the same.
Yeah.
More or less. I mean, they always have little inclusions of uniqueness. But the sound itself is unique to each bowl. So really, every single bowl, there's never going to be another one like it.
And you do two kinds of trainings, don't you? So you do the level one training, which you go into a lot more detail on the basics, what we're talking about now, the size of the balls, how the balls are made. Also, Brian incorporates his knowledge with musical theory and also the meditation side as well. And that's a really good time as well to have the consultation with yourself and to then purchase.
Mm-hmm.
How many balls is too many balls? Or is there
never enough?
It's like a pair of shoes.
Yeah, I know. It's like shoes, right? We both understand that. So I've some students that have about 30 balls now.
Wow.
Yes. So the sky's the limit. I mean, look, obviously it gets to a point where maybe you have an issue. Marcus. But basically, I would say
a good starting point.
A good starting point, if you can, is a three-ball harmonized set, because three notes create a chord.
Right.
So you can have one ball, two,
three.
Yeah. So it's fine to work with one. There's something quite magical about having one, because it's really repetitive and it's, you know, you really get to know it. Three is perfect forever.
Yeah.
Seven would create all the notes.
Yes.
Not all the notes, but it creates a beautiful set, seven. Then you can go to 12 and then 21.
Oh, wow.
Or anything in between. Or maybe you just want to have two. You know, it's really, really up to you. But I think three is a great start.
Yeah. And then I think so as well. What, in my mind, I'm like, no, seven's a great start.
No, worth discouraging.
So after the level one training, I mean, you also offer the level two training as well. And obviously, to do the level two training, I'm wanting to do that. But I also feel like I need to wait till I get the set of alchemy bowls. So I think you need a little bit of awareness and practice before you reach the level two. So what's in the level two training? How is it different to the level one thing?
So,
and all of these trainings, by the way, are in Brussels?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you offer anything online?
Not at the moment, but never say never.
Okay, yeah.
Never say never. There's a big, large world out there that needs more sound healers.
Absolutely.
Personal healing. Having it in person with two teachers is really special.
Yes.
On hands-on. Getting the transmissions directly in person, we're able to monitor you, playing them and help you. I think online trainings are, obviously that personal contact is precious, but online training can be as good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you do an online training, I'd recommend you do something in person.
Absolutely.
Even if it's for a weekend.
So
what is the difference? So level one it's actually quite a deep level one. We realize now that we know more about what other sound healing trainings are like. We have been told that our level one is unrivaled because many students have come to us that have trained elsewhere with multiple sound healing trainings, and they come to us and said, this is the most in-depth, broad, really authentic training.
That's
two teachers. So that's been amazing to hear.
Yeah, that's
because
really
it's all just come from our heart, and we're just doing what we know. So the difference between... Well, what I wanted to say was level one has a lot of in-depth music theory for a level one.
Mm-hmm.
Really throwing in the deep end. And what comes out of that is that you know how to create a harmonized set. So you have more knowledge about what that means and takes. So you take that away with you when you finish level one. Level two, we go into a much more advanced music theory, which gives you creative license in almost creating music pieces with your own voice and really understanding that. And we also go into like dissonance and consonance.
That's right. There's those few words.
Yeah.
And that's when we hit a little bit of confusion in level one. And that's what we're talking about. We're going deep into the music side. That's really learning the difference between dissonance and consonance and really understanding the tonal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and also at the same time in level two, we're blending in how dissonance and consonance when playing the balls is an expression and a healing of what life is like. So life is dissonant and consonant, and it's fluctuating all the time. So you understand more deeply why the balls are healing. You understand more deeply why dissonant sounds is essential because it relates to your life.
Yeah.
And life is not all happy and glorious.
Yeah.
And if it's not happy and glorious, that's actually okay.
Yeah. I think that's a key word then.
That's like the essence of level two. And then it's a lot of fun. And we let loose some shamanic instruments.
Oh, wow.
At the end.
You also incorporate different. I know that you use the
Hershey chimes.
The sushi
chimes. We use water, we use bamboo, we use lots of beautiful, I'm probably the name now, Chakapa, they're these beautiful fans from, so they're made from leaves. So when you have all these different sounds and you play the bowls and then you it's just broadens your creativity.
So you can add other musical instruments, and I just remembered you played with the orchestra. As well.
Yes, you played in the Brussels Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yes.
How was that experience?
Well, it wasn't with the whole orchestra. It was with the conductor of the orchestra and the violinist.
Right.
And then we had a choir.
Okay.
And then we played the ball. So it was...
Oh, I can imagine the sounds.
It was beautiful. It was in a church. Beautiful acoustics. And it was the musicians... with the choir and voice, and then they would all fade away, and then we'd play the balls. And then we sort of intonated like that throughout, and it was amazing. And it's the first time ever that balls have been played with in that way.
And how was the experience for you, and then for the people singing and playing the instruments, then the audience? I wonder if everyone had a different experience or just a unique experience.
I think it was very unique. I mean, we heard from the musicians in the choir and the conductor that they felt so relaxed. They almost forgot like what they had to do because the balls were so relaxed.
They were
all like floating. And the people in the audience, were largely the kind of people that go to classical concerts. So for them, it was a very unique experience. And the director of the Philharmonic came because it was such a unique concert, and he wanted this experience. And he went to the conductor afterwards and he said, "I want to do more of this with you, but you're
Fantastic.
singing Mars Europe." So we said, "We're ready." So we're actually planning another one
Another
now.
one. Okay, we'll
Probably
have
in
to come to
January.
that one. I would love to come to that one.
Really nice.
Yeah,
Yeah.
amazing.
So my mother came from South Africa and we gave her
Really?
spring's time, so that was really, really fun.
Awesome.
But yeah, it was amazing.
So I want to get into a little bit of talking before when you were teaching in a big studio and you had a lot of people coming to your singing bowl sessions, which I think that's what you were calling them at the time. And I'd love to hear the stories of how people were resonating and how it changed. Because I know like there's the science behind the bowls, and I've heard things that it can even help people with memory, with Alzheimer's, with obviously everything is energy, and that works on an energy frequency within the body. And I think stabilizing things like, I remember when we were playing in the level one, everyone's digestive system was like going crazy. So it really works deep within the chakra system. Can you tell me a little bit more about what people were coming back to after the class? Because probably some people would never even experience anything like this, and they'd be like, what just happened?
Yes, it was really interesting because I've been practicing at that studio for quite a few years before I started to teach. So I actually knew a lot of the faces, even though actually I didn't really know them personally, but I knew a lot of faces. And a lot of those students were really into like power yoga, hot yoga, very, powerful. So I was quite surprised to see them there. But I think because this class at that time was like the most soft healing in a soft way. It was almost like the meditation class in a way. And I'd see all these faces, and my style was I didn't check before or really after, because afterwards everyone would be floating, so there was no time. And before, I wanted to create that meditative space. So everybody knew when they came into my class, everything was set up. The balls were there, I was there, and I was meditating, all quiet. And everyone, as soon as they came in, it was about just being quiet and peaceful and a bit of chatting. And so that was the tone that was created. Then we had the yin, which prepared the body, and then the balls. So I didn't really speak to people, but slowly people started coming to me and telling me about the experience. And I was blown away. People were saying, "Oh, I've had migraines for years from a head injury, from car crash, gone. I've had pain in my hip, pain in my back, gone." And some people would cry, during the session
Of
because
course,
of all this
completely.
leasing, emotional. So they are magical, and they go where they need to go. So the bowls, they just know, because we are made of sound, we are made of vibration, like everything. And the bowls are in such harmony, and they're so pure. That is why the quality is so important, because if you are getting bad quality bowls and sounds, and a lot of the cheaper bowls have, I've heard, of lead in them as well. And that's why they're so heavy compared to these, because these are actually quite light.
They are very.
You're getting all of that. That's what you're getting in it. I mean, the sound is like, it's medicine that is sound. It's like food can be medicine or can be poison. Alcohol is poison, whatever. So the pure sound goes into our bodies, goes into our cells,
Central nervous
and they
system.
start to find where there's a balance. And because they're so amazing and pure, they go and they find where there's imbalance. So that could be emotional stress, it could be pain, injury. And I know that oncologists and surgeons work with bowls now, they work with
They
crystals
just went in hospitals and
and
things like that
hospitals.
as
Yes,
well.
yes.
So
So.
I know everyone wants to hear you playing, and I know I want to end with 5 minutes of you playing, but before we do, if you could just let me know and let everyone know, if you would like a set of bowls, I'm going to leave information anyway so people know how to contact you. But Do you know when your next training is
Yes.
coming up for level
Yes.
one? That's so interesting.
We do level one and level two. And level our next level one is in about 10 days. No, it's in a week, and so
Okay.
it's fully booked. So
Oh,
that's
sorry.
great. But that's all right. We don't worry. Many more coming. So we have another level one end of November, the last weekend of November.
And they're in Brussels.
And we're in
Wow, it's a
Brussels.
beautiful space in
Yeah.
Brussels.
And then we have, you know, every couple of months we have level one, and then level two we have less of, because we it takes a while to build a group of level ones
Of
that goes to
course,
level
yeah.
two. But we have a level two in October. If you've done level one with us, you need to do our level one, because it's so unique to other sound trainings. And we build on the specific unique practices that we teach from Brian for self-healing. We build on that for level two. So there are many people who have done level one trainings with other people, and they want to do level two as well. Unfortunately, our level one is advanced, so
Yeah.
it's okay
It
to
needs
use two
to
then.
flow as well,
Yeah.
all of the information, and
Energy.
to have that same continuous mindset. So all of these beautiful bowls, and not just yours personally, as much as I know you love them,
Yes.
you also are open to have consultations with
Yeah.
people to contact you
Yeah.
to build up a set of bowls,
Yeah.
and that's kind of like
Absolutely.
ongoing
Yes.
with the information. I don't
Yes.
actually know how you do a personal
So how we
consultation.
do it is everything's by appointment. So you contact us at crystalsingingbowlseurope.com, and we have harmonized sets that are already made, like
Okay.
this one, Waves of Love, which we created. So we have many harmonized sets with recordings online, so you can actually
Oh,
look at them
great.
and hear
Okay.
them. We also have all these individual bowls where you can buy just one bowl or two, or we can create a set for you, any size set, you know, 2 bowl set, 10 bowl set, whatever you want. You can make an appointment to come in here personally, or you can do it online. We do a lot online, and it works really
Oh,
well.
wow. Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah, we sell to all over the world.
Okay.
We even ship the bowls back to America sometimes.
Really? Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Okay, well, thank you so much for bringing us here, allowing us to come here and experience. And I've never been around so many crystal balls in my life. And even just sitting here being with you, it just feels very zen, very relaxed. And it's an amazing, beautiful space. So I can imagine you must be like floating every day.
I have to ground myself. And then I just play a big ball. So that helps me to ground. So I'm playing Waves of Love.
Okay,
and
so we'll basically just finish up by just saying thank you
thank
so
you.
much, Shannon, and I'll let you play for as long as you like for the accent. Thank you.
Thank you.